Thank you all. I'm going to invite Tally Harrison to the front, and he's going to introduce some of the guests that are with us today and share a little bit about. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this season that we're in. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, which we have already proclaimed that you are welcome here. We do invite, God, that we would make space and room in our hearts to do the thing that you want to already do, which is to flood us and fill us with your presence. So whatever holds us back, whatever keeps us from hearing from you, that keeps us from allowing your Holy Spirit to do the work that you have called for each of us to participate in, we open our hearts to you and ask that you would do so. Work in us, speak to us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is actually my favorite time of year after the resurrection. After the resurrection, in all of the liturgical calendar, this season, which goes from now to Pentecost Sunday, which is in June, this season that we're in is actually called Easter. It is the Easter season, not the Easter one day. Amen? So I want to tell you that you are resurrection season people, not resurrection day people. Okay? It's not about a day in the year. It's about a season of life. And so these next, I don't know how many weeks there are, I think seven maybe, between now and Pentecost, that you are living in an awareness of what we celebrated, the event, the day when Jesus was resurrected, but that we take into what that means for your lives every day. That God wants to be a God who you live as resurrection, new life daily. In the vernacular of some of our young friends, some of my young friends, there's this phrase that I love, and it's this. I'm feeling some kind of way. I'm feeling some kind of way. And if you hang out with young people, you know what that means. You're in a situation and there's something that's stirring in you and you want to kind of to let people know that you have a something that's going on in you. You're feeling some kind of way. I am feeling some kind of way about resurrection, about this season that we're in. I've been feeling a particular joy. I've been feeling a particular anticipation about the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit wants to do in the life of a resurrected church. I don't do this often. Some of you know. We record the sermons and then they are uploaded into a podcast site. And for the better part of 2 years, I have been reluctant to be recorded and what I say to be saved somewhere and then uploaded for all of whoever wants to hear what I say. And primarily that comes from because I was raised in a generation of preachers that said preaching is for a particular time and a particular place for a particular people. A particular time, a particular place, a particular time and a particular place and a particular people, which is this corner and all of you. And so I've been reluctant to upload my sermons because I don't know that people who, my friends around the country who are, can we please hear what you're saying, or people who do this actually word search something that they're looking for and then click. And then any sermon that they want to hear that talked about this, they can listen to. I'm uncomfortable with that a little bit. But I've also been challenged by some good friends saying, you know, the things that Lake Burien is talking about across the pulpit, other places need to hear. It's not so much what I'm saying. It represents the conversation that this congregation is having. And so the other reason is I don't even like to go back and listen to myself. Some things, as you know, will come out, and I maybe haven't even planned to say that, but in the moment it feels right to say, and so I'll say it. And so when I go back and listen to it, it's hard to listen to my own voice. How many of you have ever had that experience? You know, but I forced myself. It took me a couple days after the sermon was uploaded, I think on Thursday. I went back and listened to the sermon that I preached. And I have to say, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. But it made me think, what is happening in the lives of the people that I'm with in this community? How did you leave this place Sunday and live into the challenge that we talked about last week, which was resurrection lives in the way the resurrected people that make the choices that we make. Choices of life over death, choices of generosity over greed, choices of reconciliation and not division, choices of looking at our own privilege over and against how that privilege oppresses other people, right? That you and I, the way that we live resurrection is through the way that we make choices. Resurrection, I said last week, is not a theory. It's actually an experience. And you can't live a resurrected life if you don't engage the choices that come your way in your workplace. If you work at a school, if you work at a bank, if you work in a nonprofit, if you are a retired person in our community, still, God wants us to engage the resurrection in the way that we live our daily lives. And so what happened the days immediately following the resurrection? And the passage today comes from John 20, 19 to 31. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together and the doors were locked because they were afraid of Jewish leaders. Oftentimes I wonder, in my mind's eye, sometimes we gather in a building on Sunday, and even though we don't physically do it, we have done ways to lock people out. There are things that we have done that actually lock people out and don't make the experience accessible for all kinds of people. In the ways that we speak, in the ways that we welcome and are hospitable, even though physically the door might be locked, but in some ways it's locked in an analogous kind of way. And they were locked, sitting behind locked doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders that they thought were going to come looking for them. I said that, not the scripture. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And the disciples were overjoyed when they saw that it was the Lord. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, then they are not forgiven." Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. And the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." And he said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger where the nails were, put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And a week later, they were in the house, and Thomas this time was with them. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came, and though the doors were locked, again. What? I just now realized that. They keep the doors locked, right? Think about that. I just now realized that. They were locked, and Thomas wasn't with them. And then Thomas came to be them. It's like, we'll let Thomas in, and then we're going to close the door, and then we're going to lock it again. There's something about fear in us that doesn't make us open to receiving even the Holy Spirit. But God is going to come through your locked door. So the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." I was struck by this idea that three times in this passage, this notion of peace, that the first words that Jesus said to his disciples wasn't, "I told you, see, here I am. Remember when I was trying to tell you?" No, Jesus could have picked any word or words to be the first words out of his mouth when he showed up. And it's important for us to kind of remember this always, that God's first word to us in the time when violence and evil reign in many places in our world, that God, the resurrected God, speaks peace. And I just want you to hold on to that as I make my way through the rest of this passage. It's a greeting. Sometimes we use that peace be with you as a greeting. And in that day, it was a greeting, but it was so much more for us if you consider that this is the word of the Lord to us. Peace be with you. And actually, I'm peace and I'm here in you and with you. It reminds me of John 14, before the resurrection, before the crucifixion, Jesus is with his disciples who are yet again afraid, right? My peace I give to you. Don't be afraid. Be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. So it's this notion that I think Jesus is peppering into us, this idea of what it means to be a resurrected people is to be in search of what it means to be a people who pursue Jesus and in so pursuing peace in our land, in our communities, in our relationships to one another. Jesus then walks in, said, "Peace be with you." And here's the very next thing that happens. He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So here's a little nugget. We can't do the work of peace if we are not people who are filled with the Holy Spirit. We cannot do the work of peace in the world. We can't even have peace with each other in your families, in your relationships. Truest peace comes when we realize that God has already breathed into us, filled us with the Holy Spirit. Gave us the Holy Spirit, breathed into them, and it reminds me of this idea of God in the very beginning of creation, God breathing into the dust and creating life, right? Yet again, Jesus is breathing into a fearful people. Jesus is breathing into a fearful people and saying to you and to me, receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And lastly, the very next thing that happens, receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and then what? Forgive. That's kind of interesting to me. Jesus said peace. Jesus breathed the Holy Spirit. And the very next thing, the evidence of the Holy Spirit's activity in your life is forgiveness. It is not all the other things that I could list, at least not in this passage. Jesus says, receive the Holy Spirit and then get about the business of forgiveness. Meaning that you really can't forgive if you are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Are there relationships in your life right now where you know that God has called and asked you to reconcile and to forgive one another and you choose no? I'm going to question me and you and say that you and I are actually prohibiting the Holy Spirit's work in our lives to bring peace into your hearts and peace in your relationships. And even further, this works at a corporate level. It's not just individually, you know, reconciling relationships between individuals, but it's also a word to the church about how we do the work of reconciliation in the world. And when we're not about the reconciliation, if we are disobedient and not doing the work of reconciliation, I would offer then that we are a church that are not filled with the Holy Spirit. And then why do we gather? I say this often here. If we're not really about what God has called us to be about, but also what God has empowered us to do, why would you give up a Sunday morning when you could be sleeping in? There's something that God has called us to in terms of resurrection. The flow of power in the worldview, I guess, if you want to say, of God is this. God the Father emptied himself into the person, the Son of Jesus, right? Philippians 2. Into the person of Jesus. So God the Father gave power to God the Son. And then God the Son, Jesus, we know, who was died and resurrected so that the Holy Spirit could move amongst in the earth, empowered the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers now the church. Do you see this flow of power? It's not hoarded, right? the Holy Spirit has breathed power and life into the church, and here's the question. What do you do with the power? It's not for you to keep. It is not for us to hoard and keep power, but it is for us to empower the world and to engage the world. And so I think that in reflecting, I think Lake Burien, I'm so proud and excited about the way that we are having conversations and the way that we're engaging the reality of what it means to be Christians who follow after Jesus. But I also want to say that this work doesn't just happen on its own. It doesn't happen by osmosis. It takes an intentional, like I said, choice every day to live into the resurrection, which in this case I'm suggesting is being people who are open to the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and then people who will use and live into the Holy Spirit into the places of forgiveness in your life that are needed. The challenge for you today for this particular sermon is to think about, where is there forgiveness that you need to offer and release to the people in your life? I don't know. Some of us are living right now in broken relationships, and we choose to stay there. And I'm offering this. Pride is not a good thing. Oftentimes what stops us from moving into forgiven and reconciled relationships is pride. I think God in resurrection wants to talk to you about that. The last thing Jesus says, as the Father has sent me, so I send you. Matthew has a different commission, which is go into the world and make disciples, right? That's Matthew's commission, right? Matthew 28. This is a different kind of commission. John is saying, yes, go into the world, but go this way. Go as I have sent, as the Father has sent Jesus, so Jesus has sent you. So pay attention about how you go into the world sharing the love of God. Peace and forgiveness are closely tied. For those of us who've been hurt by people, the call here is to forgive, not tolerate. Okay, can you say this? It's to forgive, not to tolerate. There's no space in God's way of relationship that is about tolerating others. Doing the work of biblical justice and peace in the world can't happen without forgiveness. That has to be why Jesus was very measured in the things that he said in this passage. Peace be with you is more than a greeting. Receive the Holy Spirit and forgive. I'm feeling some kind of way today. Easter peace, forgiving ourselves, forgiving others, and making peace and reconciliation in the world. It's a resurrection statement that begins with the power of the Holy Spirit given to us to proclaim forgiveness. Amen.